All right, let's catch up with Scott at Woodland Firearms in Berga today. How you doing, bud?
Good, good. Everything's looking good up here.
Well, I can't be looking that good without any ice on the bay yet. I mean, come on.
Well, we can't see that far, so it's...
Well, you guys, I assume, are getting hammered with snow like the rest of us around the UP. But the real question is, Keweenaw Bay, obviously no ice. What about Huron Bay? Is there anything on there left after that warm-up and rain?
No, I just had a guy come in here today, and he said the ice was gone. He was barely getting out a few days ago, but it's gone today. He went out this morning. So no ice in Huron Bay. He was even in shallow looking for walleyes on the far end, and he said it wasn't going to happen today. Huron Bay is getting all eaten up.
All eaten up. All right, well, we're going to have to wait for some colder weather, obviously. What about Chassel Bay? That was the other one I have on my list here to check on. Are they still able to fish it?
Yeah, Chassel Bay, they're doing pretty good getting out. There's actually some machines out there. The last I heard right in front, they're still from about 7 inches on of ice. So it looks like it was pretty good most places. It was real slick. I know I saw guys out ice skating about a half mile out the other day.
So, holy cow.
It was layer ice. A couple of young guys walked out to the humps. He said there's a number of guys out there on the main lake. Same thing, it was slippery. They did the splits a couple times coming back. But now with some snow, but it should be getting a little better grip. But they did have about 3 to 5 inches out in the humps, so you had to be careful.
Wow. Well, all the way out to the humps, 3 to 5 inches, I guess that's pretty good. Now, obviously, we're hoping this cool down is going to make some ice here pretty quick. But any word on what they're catching on Chassel Bay? Are they hitting any crappies yet, or are we talking just pike and walleye?
Pike and walleye for the most part. Some of the guys fishing crappie said they saw numbers of them come through about a little over a week ago. They caught some. But the last people I talked to said they were coming through the hole, but they were being pretty picky. Same with the pike and walleyes. Guys I talked to were two nights ago. Had two nice sized walleyes coming out of there, but there weren't too many coming through. So they were jigging spoons. Jigging spoons and body baits, yeah. They've been doing a little better on that lately. And then the crappies, like I say, were being very picky. You had to put a small presentation down there, white, not even a full minnow if you used one on a plastic body. Mm. So things are a little slow, but hopefully with the weather change, that should pick right up. They should be hungry pretty soon.
All right, Scott, well, I want to talk about the inland lakes and then maybe a little bit about predator hunting in your area there. Can we get back with you later this hour?
Sure enough.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigo. Stay tuned. We'll connect back up with him later this hour and continue talking a little ice fishing and then move to predator hunting. So stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.